The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you see that Jim Crane says the Astros will apologize at spring training?
I did not hear that.
It just kind of feels like, oh, we got to get all our ducks in a row as to what we're going to say.
Right.
And then we'll do it. But is an apology really going to make a difference? An apology should be if you really do have remorse for something.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, they're not going to mean it, so why do it?
I saw Justin Reed came out today and said that he played the season with a torn labrum. And everybody's like, oh, what a warrior. I mean, yeah, it's better than, like, not playing with a torn labrum. But it's not like playing on a torn ACL or, you know, with a severed spine. You do that, now I'm impressed. Torn labrum is like, how much can you manage pain? And I'm guessing the Texans did a good job of managing his pain.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We actually have the text line now. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates 975. How about at the producer Nick? Because he's out here. Nick Schirauer is hanging around. Thankfully, Nick is a god today for bringing the internet to the people. And he'll be here till 9 o'clock. So if you want to meet the legend of Nikolai Schirauer, he's right here. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. And very sportsy, but kind of a sportsy time. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so if you want to tweet or text in your What Are the Odds, we'll get to them. And, yeah, a lot of people keep trying to tell me that I'm a wannabe hipster. I'm not a hipster.
He's not a wannabe hipster. He's a hipster.
No, I'm not. I'm not. You know what? I'm a hippie that came along too late. That's not a hipster. I mean, they're half right. There is a hip involved.
Okay.
But, yeah, I should have been, you know, coming of age in the 60s. Of course, I'd be dead by now. But, you know, that lifestyle I could get down with. I always thought that was cool, being a hippie. Hey, did you see your buddy, the Cash Me Outside girl that was back in the news?
Oh, no.
It took me a while to figure out who she was, because I guess she's going by Bad Baby now, but it's Bahad Bahabi.
Uh-huh.
Which, like, okay. But
you're not a fan of Bad Baby?
No, I'm not.
How about that?
I can cash her outside.
I thought she was gone forever.
Well, she apparently was going to get off. She got off social media, and it lasted 3 days.
People who are famous for nothing,
yeah,
cannot live without social media. Like, yeah. That's the lifeblood.
No, she's a rapper now.
Okay.
She's Bahad Bahabi.
So raise your hand if you've got Bad Baby's album. We got one guy with one song.
Okay, there you go. She's famous.
When's the last time you listened to it? You don't listen to that BS. It's garbage. She needs social media to stay relevant. She doesn't exist without it.
Well, and this is why she's relevant. She went on to trash her father, and it becomes a big story. She had a scathing Instagram post to get after her father, and now she wants to get a restraining order against him.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, well, I would love for her to get a restraining order against me, because if that were my kid, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near her. So, yeah. I thought you were a fan of hers.
No.
You always talk about her. You're always into her.
I'm not into her. She sucks.
Well,
no, I'm into Taylor Swift. That's a real talent. Songbird of this generation.
Maybe she needs to put H's in her name.
No, T. Sweezy doesn't need to come up with gimmicks.
Tease Weezy is not a gimmick. I've got some potential landing places for your boy Philip Rivers.
Did we do a gym of the day?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was the guy who beat up his or killed his Trump boss.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can Philip Rivers go? Carolina.
Carolina's on the list.
Tampa, Chicago, New England.
They've got several
Tennessee.
Others. They have Tennessee. You got all of them except for...
One more, huh?
Did you say Indy?
No, I didn't say Indy. Damn it.
Dallas?
What's the reasoning on that?
Yeah, they just, in case they decide they're not going to spend all that money on Dak.
You think Philip Rivers is going to play for free?
Yeah, but he's also a one-year deal.
Well, yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That you're not committing long-term to a guy. And, yeah, I mean, the Cowboys are kind of stuck with Dak. They're going to have to commit to him long-term. He's going to get paid, and, you know, you hope that he's going to be good enough. They also speculate that if Drew Brees retires, the Saints would be a good short-term answer too.
Yeah.
Which I agree with that. So if I were a betting man, I would think, man, I like the Indianapolis one, but I also like Tom Brady there.
I like Tom Brady, the Colts too. Although I still think Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to work it out.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it. I mean, it felt like, and a lot of that stuff is just kind of maybe creating news that's not going to be there. But yeah, I think Brady will wind up back with the Patriots, and you know, if not, I think he, you know, that's the kind of thing where the Chargers would do anything probably to get a guy like that for their new stadium.
Yep.
So, does that count as a burp?
It wasn't real strong,
but it was there.
It was there.
I think we got to count it. 608. Care to guess which colleges have the most former players in the Super Bowl? As Ooh. The rosters that are on NFL.com. One might be a little bit of a surprise. Everything else makes sense.
Okay. Alabama, LSU, Florida, Georgia.
Alabama, not so much.
Ohio
Georgia,
State.
Not so much. Ohio State, not so much.
Huh.
LSU has five. That wouldn't surprise anybody. Iowa has five players in the Super Bowl.
That's a lot.
Penn State has five.
That's pretty high, too.
Yeah. Florida, Stanford, Vanderbilt have four.
Stanford and Vanderbilt have more than Alabama?
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah. Arizona, Auburn, Clemson, Kansas State, Middle Tennessee, Mississippi State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Okie, Pitt, San Diego State, South Carolina all have three each.
Oh,
Middle Tennessee has more than Alabama.
That's a shame, too.
Alabama has two.
Okay.
And along with a bunch of other teams that, you know, Texas has two. So does Aggie.
Okay.
Which is one more than Alabama A&M.
Oh.
So there was a time when Texas would always be at the top of the
list. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And well, Aggie, and
USC, too.
Yeah. And
Michigan. Times have changed, man.
They have.
I'm trying to think of who the Longhorns are that are in that game.
Yeah, I'd have to.
You got me.
You'd have to go look them up, but not anybody prominent, I don't think. I'm trying to think of which Aggies are prominent on those teams. I know Kansas City has the safety that played some because Thornhill was out. He's an Aggie. So what are the odds Tom Brady goes to Dallas or the Raiders?
Armani Watts.
Yeah.
That's who you're thinking of.
Yep.
Alex Okafor is on the Chiefs.
Okay.
And I guess the other ones must be on the 49ers. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's a Longhorn.
Yeah, does that count?
I don't think so.
He played, too.
He did play.
So, I mean, to me, that should count as a former player.
Didn't play much.
No.
He wasn't there to learn to play football. He was on a scholarship for football. He wasn't there to play.
And then just some other football news. I don't know if you saw this, but the Titans defensive coordinator, Dean Pease, announced his retirement.
I did see that.
Interesting. I mean, coming off a pretty good year.
Yeah.
He's not Romeo, but
DeMontre Moore, the other Aggie.
Okay.
Niners defensive lineman. The other Longhorn, I should have thought of. Marquise Goodwin.
Ah, yeah.
For the
That's
the
pretty
Niners.
Obvious.
Yeah.
And your Mets have named Luis Rojas their new manager, so it's one less guy in the pool, although the Astros weren't interested in him.
Luis Rojas was high on the Astros.
No.
Okay.
So, and I guess they've got a couple more interviews for the Astros, but I mean, whoever, it's a good job for somebody.
Yeah.
There's no question. You're going to have a team that's built to contend, and, you know, I mean, you got a chance to win pretty much a team that it's going to be push button for the most part offensively.
Think.
So I think that job would be, I mean, I think Crane's going to be able to pick whoever he wants.
I think so, too.
Of the available pool. But
he should just hire Carlos Beltran.
Yeah. Well,
he's available now.
Yeah.
Or Alex Cora. Alex Cora is facing a suspension, though.
Yeah, he's going to be gone
Beltran,
for a while.
He didn't get suspended.
True.
Hire him.
Well, I don't know.
I guess that might be counterproductive when you fire the other guy. Yeah, okay, all right.
That would be a bad look. Although, at this point, is there anything that the Astros are going to do that's not a bad look?
Hire Mike D'Antoni when he gets fired.
Well,
just to show, listen, anybody can manage this team to a World Series. Doesn't take much. A.J. Hinch is no genius.
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. For some reason, I think that would...
We'd still have to deal with him in post-game pressers. Stuff like that. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, he'd be like, hey, we won the AL West title. Won the AL West title.
See that banner? AL West champs.
Yeah, we lost in the first
AL
round.
AL South. I mean, West.
Yeah, we lost to the Twins in the first round, but
big deal.
We got that banner.
Yeah, we're there. Were you there? I didn't think so.
Did you see that? How they're going to do the draft in Vegas?
I did. And I saw that there were some people displeased with it. Like, maybe it was a bad look. Someone who's more woke than me likened it to slaves being put on ships and delivered to their new owners.
It seems like a bit of a stretch.
I mean, that's super woke Twitter right there. I'm not that woke.
Yeah.
But it does seem a little bit silly. Like, why not just do it at the in the MGM Grand Ballroom?
Well,
or not the ballroom, in the Garden, or at T-Mobile.
I mean, there's plenty of places you could do it, and it would be fine. I just think it's funny that after all those years of the NFL being anti-gambling and anti-fantasy football and things like that.
I'm tired of missing out on money, Fred.
Yeah, well, now they're going to have the draft in Vegas.
That's right. What are they supposed to do, not get money?
Of course, if it'd be nice if the Texans had a first-round pick, then we might be able to
it would be nice.
Sell somebody on us going to Vegas for the draft. But can't do that now. So it's like, oh, what about their day two picks? Well, they got one of them. So whatever that second rounder is.
Yep.
Somebody says, odds Astros win 100 games.
55% for me.
That seems fair. I mean, I think now if you drop that number to 90.
I think it's 75%, 80%. I mean, I don't think you're going to see a lot of fall off from this team. I don't think they're going to be as good as last year because they don't have Garrett Cole.
No.
But I think they're going to be pretty damn good. You know, if that's all that's missing is Garrett Cole, okay, you're going to be all right. You're still pretty good. You still probably have, like, as far as team's number two pitcher, he's up there amongst the best in the league, certainly. Greinke is.
Yeah, and you got to remember, you didn't have him for the full season last year. You only had him for the second half. And so, okay, Cole won 20 games last year. You're going to tell me they can't find 10 from somebody else?
They can find it.
Which would be 97 wins.
Yep.
So there's your number. I'm putting 97 on him. How's that?
It works.
Hey, guys, I got some other numbers you can improve, and that's the interest rate on your credit card debt. All you have to do is get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. I don't know what your APR is on your credit card. It's probably at least over 18%, probably 20, 22. You can get loans from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can choose your funding date as soon as today. And right now, just for the Blitzers, they're going to give you an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Tight Ends in League City. Swing by if you're in your car. You don't want to be driving in this mess out there.
No, I don't even want to drive home in it.
Yeah, maybe just stay here all night and drink.
I'm spending the night. My wife won't mind at all.
Are you locked in front of the TV for all the Senior Bowl stuff this week?
No. I don't care about the Senior Bowl.
You don't care about the practices that they're showing every single day?
No, don't care about practice football.
You know, you're basically saying...
I've always said this. This isn't new to you. You know this about me.
I know. But you're kind of saying Lance Erline's life is meaningless.
No,
because you know he's big on this stuff.
Lance has a job that requires him to care about practice football. Yeah. I picked a job that doesn't require me to care about practice football.
Yeah, I was flipping around. NFL Network was on. It's a Senior Bowl practice. I had to look for a few minutes just to see what kind of coverage you would actually do. But a couple things on the draft, though. Joe Burrow's not playing in that thing. I don't blame him.
It shouldn't be.
His stock is already where it's going to be, and he's had a long season. But a lot of speculation. It came out earlier, the Bengals aren't trading the number one pick for anything. And then the team president said, wait a minute, we haven't made that decision.
You don't know that about us.
But the team that seems to be really interested in trying to trade up to get Burrow certainly has the draft stock for it, the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got enough picks to where if they want to.
I'll be honest, if I'm the Bengals, I hope someone really, really wants Joe Burrow. I know this is not the most popular opinion. I think Joe Burrow's just a guy in the NFL. I don't think he's anything special. I think he's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to suck. But if he ends up being Alex Smith, I mean,
that'd be really good.
Is that what you'd use the first pick in the draft on, though?
Well, 49ers did it. Look at them. They're in the Super Bowl.
Touche. I mean, I guess.
In fact, this is their second Super Bowl since they
did.
That's
right. I guess you got me on that one.
No, I mean, I don't think. To me, the one guy in this draft class that I find intriguing is Tua. And I don't know how high I would draft him because of the injury and because he's kind of got a history of injuries, which is not good.
Yeah.
Because I think that upside there is really high. I mean, I think he has a chance to be terrific. As far as Burrow goes, I kind of think that was sort of a perfect storm for him. I mean, it was the perfect offense. It was a guy with a ton of experience, fantastic athletes around him, and he played at a high level, but he played at a high level in college.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how much that's going to translate to the NFL. He got rid of the ball quickly, which is good. He's got a nice release. But you know, he's not going to be surrounded by the kind of talent he was at LSU relative to what the opponents were.
The guys that interest me, Jedrick Willis, Chase Young, Jeff Okuda, like not the quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, you almost never want to draft a quarterback that high.
So. If I were drafting one, I'd wait until the middle of the round and try to take Justin Herbert.
And that's what I would do if I were the Dolphins. Because they've got enough picks where they could take Tua or Herbert, either one. One of them will be available with the seventh pick. And then they've got other picks where they can, if they want to move up and take another stud. Like Chase Young, to me, would be a great guy to move up and get.
Yeah.
And then use one of those other picks.
And that's a corner franchise cornerstone type guy.
That hopefully is going to be there for a while. And you see the.
And if you don't hit on quarterback this year, pretty good crop coming in next year. You'll be all right. And if you don't hit on quarterback this year, it means you'll probably suck next year anyway. So it's not the worst thing in the world.
Boy, I don't know.
The Dolphins did it.
What do you mean?
The Dolphins, like, they decided a year ago not to take a quarterback because they knew they were going to suck again. And maybe they were a little better than they expected. So the tank for Tua thing didn't quite work out. But.
No, because they finished 5-4 over their last nine after starting off looking like the worst team in the history of the league.
And I get that at some point you've got to take one. I do get that. But you got to take the right one. You know, you draft the guy in the top five, top ten. Like, you think Arizona's thrilled that they drafted Josh Rosen when they did, and then they had to dump him a year later? That's not easy to recover from. It's really not.
Yeah, although, I mean, there's busts at other positions, too, that you take that high.
There are.
To me, I've always been of the theory, just keep taking quarterbacks every year until you get one.
Until you get one right.
Yeah. And, you know, because you can still get somebody who's an impact guy if you want to be a little different, like the Ravens were.
Yeah.
Now, how long he's going to last, I think that's going to be the big question with Lamar Jackson moving forward. I kind of say this every year. I like Joe Burrow. I like Tua. I like Herbert. I'm not taking any of them in the top five.
I'm not either.
And once you get around 12, 13, 14, especially if you've got other picks, you know, that's where I start looking. But, yeah, I don't think Burrow's going to be a superstar. I think he's going to be good.
I do, too.
And it a lot depends on where he winds up.
Joe Burrow might be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And on the right team, that's really good. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is a good fit in San Francisco. If Jimmy Garoppolo played for the Bengals, do you think they'd be in the Super Bowl?
No.
I'll just answer it. No. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to have a right. If you're going to take a guy like Joe Burrow, you got to take it. It's got to be the right situation. You've got to build an offense to fit him.
You need the right coach, too.
You know? Yeah. Like, this isn't the kind of guy who you can just. But Joe Burrow's not a guy you can plug into any old offense and he's going to make it work. Like, you have to build a team specifically for him if you draft him. So that's why I would be wary to draft him, because you've got to change. Not everybody will have to change. Some teams are built for it. But some teams would have to completely change the way they run offense to fit Joe Burrow. The Ravens did that with Lamar Jackson. And if you're willing to do that, if you're willing to build an offense around one guy's skill sets, by all means, take him. But Joe Burrow is not a plug-and-play guy. Tua can probably fit in just about anything. You know, Herbert can fit into anything that's not going to require him to run the ball.
Right.
I mean, but Joe Burrow, there's a specific offense that they're going to have to tailor to him. And if you're willing to do that, Joe Burrow can be a good player. But you've got to be willing to do it, and B, you've got to be able to draft or bring in the players that fit that scheme around him that work.
Dolphins are at 5. I said 7, but I was also thinking because, and Eric asked a question, would the number 7 pick in Cam Newton be enough for number 1? If you're the Bengals, do you want Cam Newton? And you talk about a fit. Obviously, Carolina would be a good fit for him because he's already worked with the coach. And he knows what kind of offense.
But, I mean, doesn't Cam Newton have 1 year left on his deal?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to trade.
That's not enough. It'd have to be Cam Newton first and another first.
Yeah, I don't think the Bengals would want Newton back in a trade.
I mean, they might take him for a bridge year, but the thing about trading down to 7, now you're not getting Chase Young either.
Right.
Like, if you pass on Joe Burrow, like, ideally you would get one of the other top guys in that draft class.
Of which there's 3 or 4 really good impact players.
Yeah, but I mean, and being in Cincinnati, Chase Young being an Ohio State guy, that seems like it would be a pretty good fit. But, you know, there's a lot of moving parts for sure.
Well, and maybe if you are Cincinnati, you do that and get a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
And you know, it depends on how far away you think you really are. I mean, I know they were bad this year, but didn't have A.J. Green all year. I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing they probably want to go with a draft pick, but yeah, that might not necessarily be the best move. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Tight Ends in League City. Come on out. And if you miss us, guess who's going to be here till 9 o'clock? Nick Sciarra. And if you hang out with Nick, all the women here love him.
If you're hanging out with Nick, you're hanging out with the ladies.
Yeah. I mean, basically, almost every single one of them has come up and hugged him.
Yeah.
So that should tell you what a player Nick is here. Can I do a non-sports story?
Yes.
This was going to be my gym
quickly
of the day until I got the other. Oh, no. Why? You want to get back to sports?
No, I'm just kidding.
You want to bang on Joe Burrow some more?
No.
And Texter was asking, why does he need a system? He's a prototypical. We just spent 10 minutes telling you
is a prototypical quarterback, why was he so middle of the road last year and so elite this year?
I think there were two reasons. He got a perfect system and a ton of talent.
Yeah.
And it all fell together beautifully.
And it's not a knock. Like I said, if you can build that system around him, awesome.
Yeah. Well, I was a professor once.
I remember.
I'll tell you what I didn't do.
I didn't bang students.
Crickets. I didn't get grant money, okay? So a former Philadelphia professor blew nearly $200,000 in grant money over 10 years on strippers. Chika Odinaka Nwakpa was the head of engineering at Drexel University. He was charged last week on felony counts of unlawful taking and theft by deception.
Womp, womp. Let me see his mugshot. Okay.
Yeah, he looks like... Yeah. The 57-year-old former professor...
Former.
Allegedly abused grant money from the Navy, the Department of Energy, and the National Science Foundation.
Okay.
He squandered around 90...
Stealing from the government, huh?
Yeah, well, the Navy and you know, the National Science Foundation. You're supposed to be out there sciencing, right? Like making rockets and things like that. Nope, he squandered around $96,000 in federal grant funds at adult entertainment venues and sports bars.
That's a man's man. That's a man's professor.
Here's another one, though.
That's what these guys are doing, squandering money. Look at boobs.
Well, I mean, nobody's saying that's a bad thing.
Drink beer and look at boobs. That's a manly thing.
But if you get the money to do some kind of project for the government,
you work on, like, you bring their laptop and work on the project while you. No.
Yeah.
Would that be a hipster move to bring your laptop to a strip club?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know. Is that allowed even?
Probably not.
Can you work while you?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're throwing enough dough out, what are they going to do? Say, no, sir, we don't want your money in here? Most strip clubs, they're like, okay, we'll allow it. If you're throwing around enough dough, they'll allow it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going
to come in there with a bunch of singles and expect to be able to work on your laptop, though.
At some point, I'm going to have to go to a strip club again so I can kind of get caught up on what the culture is now.
Go to one of the strip clubs on the way into Galveston. You're right here.
No, that's the wrong direction.
What's that one called?
That Dimitri's? Yeah.
Is that, like, if you're driving...
Is Dimitri's still there?
Dimitri's and Ocean Cabaret.
Yeah.
Is Ocean Cabaret the one on the left, like, right
they're
before the bridge?
They're both on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're right next to each other.
But, I mean,
one of them
still
looks
open,
like a broken-down seafood house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is where I want to go see my strippers.
Yeah.
It's where the best ones are. But didn't, they're both still open?
Didn't one of those have a one-legged stripper stripping there?
Yeah, I think that was... one arm.
One arm or one leg?
No,
one
leg.
Yeah, I think
people
it was one
here
arm.
Are saying one leg.
One leg.
I thought it was the arm.
Was at the Pink Pussycat over here.
The Pink Pussycat? Yeah, there was a one-legged girl?
Okay.
Oh. You're all over this, Tyler. You're
I
like...
I remember my uncle telling me stories, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think you're in the culture. You're
he's a strip club aficionado.
You're in the community.
Well, when I was... Sorry, go ahead.
I'll save that story for a later time.
For off the air, okay.
Well...
Tyler's got a girlfriend now. He can't just go telling stories like that.
When I was young enough old enough to go, but still young enough to want to go, Heartbreakers and the Ritz were our go-tos.
Okay.
So, and they're still there.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Well, when I joined the Army, I got a $12,000 enlistment bonus that was paid to me after I finished basic training. And a good chunk of that went to the Cat West in Oak Grove, Kentucky, outside of Fort Campbell, where the hottest chick there had a C-section scar. So pretty solid spot. That place and cocaine were, that was probably the two things that ate up most of that 12 grand. And cocaine in the Cat West, particularly, I'd point the finger at.
Well, but at least that was money that was given to you to do whatever you want with. There wasn't a specific thing like this guy. Here's the other thing.
Right.
$96,000 in federal grant funds. This is on basically on strippers. $89,000 on iTunes purchases.
Damn.
How do you spend that? I mean, even over 10 years, how do you spend $89,000 on iTunes?
I don't know. Just get Apple Music or something like that. Google.
Well, it sounds like it was over 10 years, so that was before Apple Music.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, apparently they revealed the alleged fraud last October. They only discovered it during a 2017 audit. Mm. So he allegedly admitted when confronted by school officials and resigned. He also gave around $53,000 to the university. And then the university had to pay $189,000 to resolve potential civil liability in the case.
It seems excessive.
He was arrested by university police and released on $25,000 bail. If convicted, he faces up to 14 years in prison.
See, he should have saved some of that money, that iTunes money, to spend on bail.
That would have been a good thing. So, yeah, I found that interesting. I can see spending over 10 years. I can see spending 96 grand in a strip club.
Yeah.
That's not that outrageous.
No, that's easy to do. Strip club is easy to do. Spending all that money on iTunes, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how many apps do you really need on your phone? Maybe, I don't know, maybe spending like a... He's got one of those games, like those World of Warcraft games where you've got to buy new clothes for your characters and stuff. I don't know.
Those can get expensive.
I guess so. I wouldn't know, but I'm sure they can.
But not iTunes.
Yeah.
I mean, who needs that many songs?
I don't know.
Well,
not I.
I wonder if he can take that to prison.
I'm also not a professor.
Yeah, well, neither is he anymore. So there is that. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Did you see this story about Robert Whittaker?
I just saw. I don't know what the deal is. I know that he pulled out of his fight for quote-unquote personal reasons.
He is going to donate bone marrow to his sick daughter.
Ooh.
So,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a... I mean...
Tough to fight without bone marrow.
Yeah, and...
That sounds like a painful process, honestly. That doesn't sound like...
I've heard it's very painful, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know because I've never...
I hope my kids never need my bone marrow because I'll for sure be really hesitant to give it to them. I mean, I'll give it to them, but I'd bitch and complain, and I'd make them know that they owed me big time for that.
Yeah.
Robert Whittaker is probably a better guy than me, though. He's probably never going to bring it up.
Yeah, he's not thinking twice about it. He's just doing it.
Yeah, better man.
I would do it, but I would whine about it constantly.
Yeah. Would you donate bone marrow to anyone other than your kids?
Yeah, depends on who it is.
Would you donate it to Aaron?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you donate it to Lawyer Dave?
Yeah.
Would you donate it to that guy that bought us the shot earlier?
Probably not.
Okay, that's the cutoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have to know you pretty well.
Juggalo Trey.
Probably.
Okay. Patrick Creighton.
Probably.
Man, you're a nice guy, dude. It's like immediate family or...
I just think that's... But those things are so...
Or David Gow, like a really rich guy who might give me the hookup.
Well, there's that. You might want to charge for that at that point. Somebody says, donated bone marrow in college for $250, was fine the first time, the second one hurt for weeks.
Whoa.
So, no, I mean, I'm...
$250? No thanks.
I had a teacher that did in high school, and it was an hours and hours long process from what he told us.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
Plus, they have to keep putting blankets on you because you can't keep up your core temperature.
Ugh. Pass for me.
Can you knock me out for that? Can I, like...
I don't think so.
You know.
Because I think you're supposed to be, like, holding on and flexing.
Like, well, you know, they can make you do that. They can put those little things on your arm and you can do that. Just knock me out. But no, I mean, if it's somebody I know, I would do it if it was going to save their life.
You're a good man.
I'm not a good man.
A good man
would do it for anybody.
You're a pretty good man. You're an all right guy.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 975. She can lock it. Headed in the right down. Is about to see the sexy girl.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy.
More information.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment from tight ends out here in League City. But guess what? If you didn't make it out for the show, Nick Sharara will be here until 9 o'clock. And, he's a very popular man here.
So, oh, yes, he
come
is.
Come out, hang out with Nick. He'll probably do a shot with you because he loves to do shots.
He does. He loves doing shots with people.
Live Thoroughbred Racing is back at Sam Houston Race Park in 2020. Join us there this Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. They'll have 50-cent beer from 6 to 9 p.m. Post time is 6:45. Have dinner at their Winter Circle restaurant for just $30 per person, which includes admission, buffet, tax, and gratuity. It's the best deal in town. So join us out at Sam Houston Race Park this Friday from 4 to 7. You know, I've gotten to where I actually read these things before I go on air with them. There were some mistakes in this one.
All right.
You know, just saying.
Just small mistakes, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, not that anybody else would notice, but... all right, let's wrap the show up with famous deaths. These are people who passed away during the last week, but, you know, in history.
Right.
So, not this week. So, let's see. 2007, Scott Bam Bam Bigelow, professional wrestler. Did that do anything for you?
Wrestled Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania. Little known fact.
I think
actually it's pretty well known, but probably little known amongst this circle of people.
I did not know that. 2020, Terry Jones died.
Lawrence Taylor won the match, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah,
okay.
Even though Bam Bam Bigelow was a professional wrestler, and Lawrence Taylor had never wrestled. Wouldn't it suck if someone came in, had never done your job before, and was way better than you at it?
Yeah, but it's not impossible.
No, certainly not.
In fact, it's probable. Terry Jones, comedian from Monty Python, died this week.
I saw that, man.
Damn.
Like today, huh?
Yeah, 77 years old.
That's a crappy one.
I love Monty Python. There was a time I could quote every single line from Holy Grail, which I know is very dorky. Sports-wise, how about Stan Musial, 2013?
Stan the Man, they called him.
Alzheimer's at 92.
Ugh.
92 is a good run, though.
It is a good run, but Alzheimer's not a fun way to go, I would imagine.
2012, Joe Paterno, dead at 85.
Do we celebrate Joe Paterno, or do we only remember him for the scandal?
I only remember him for the scandal.
It's too bad.
I know it's too bad.
Got a pretty good run. Like, had an undefeated season. Like, he was...
It cost him from being on Beth's desk.
Man, hard times.
I don't know. He's probably close, but... Yeah, I feel like... I mean, he did develop a lot of good young men.
Yeah.
You just overlooked a really bad scandal, and you can't do it, man. Let's see. Famous criminals. Albert Fish, serial killer, 1936. Were you familiar with him?
I am familiar with Albert Fish.
Gary Gilmore?
Not familiar.
1977.
The Gilmore Girls?
Well, I don't know. He was executed at Utah at 36. And you probably heard of this guy, Charles Ponzi, Italian con man.
I've
dead at 66.
That old schemer.
I think in another life I'd have made a really, really good con man. All right, here's your best deaths. 2018, Dave Holland, English heavy metal rocker, Judas Priest.
Oh,
Dead at 69.
They're all 69. They're all going.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
They're all going.
Glenn Frey of the Eagles, 2016, dead at 67. 1993, Audrey Hepburn, dead at 63. Wasn't she the one that was in Rooster Cogburn with John Wayne?
I think so. Yeah.
George Orwell, dead at 46 in 1950.
That's not a very good run.
Nope, did not live to see 1984. Lyndon B. Johnson, 36th U.S. President, 1973.
Famously huge crank.
Yeah. And, yeah, dead at 64.
And don't you wish that you would, like, when you're dead all these years later, people are like, God, that guy had a really huge dong.
Yeah.
Man, what a legacy to leave.
I listened to a whole podcast about it.
What legacy.
Heath Ledger, 2008, at 28 years old. All right, we've got to blast through the porn stars. 2019, Danielle Lace, 25 years old. Dead from?
Drug overdose.
Unknown. I'll give you a point. Candy Barber, 2012.
Car accident.
Exposure while homeless at 52 years old. Rebecca Steele, 2004.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Drug overdose and AIDS. 2018, Olivia Lua.
What year?
2018, 23 years
car
old.
Car crash.
Drug overdose.
Damn it.
And 2011, Sexy Cora.
Murdered by a pimp.
Heart attack during breast implant surgery.
Ugh.
All right, that's going to wrap it up, guys. Want to thank Tight Ends for having us out here. Always fun to come down. Thanks to everybody who came out. Great job back in studio by Tyler. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. I rallied to only partially suck today.
Thanks to Nick.
And, yeah, thanks to Nick Sharara, who will be here till 9 o'clock. Come see him. Also, Soccer Matters coming up next with Glenn Davis, Megan Rapinoe, and Oliver Luck on the show.
I think it's Rapinoe.
stop it. Until tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches. Getting me ready.